8:11 on Taking the Lead. Glad you could join us. It's Friday, June 28th, 2019. And because it's Friday, it's time for Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes. Welcome into the studio, Mike Eisenhart and Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Doing good.
Good morning, Ray. Good. Doing good.
Glad to have you here this morning. Tell us, I know you've been on for a while here, but in case somebody new is listening or need a little refresher, tell me what you guys do over at Shoreline Smart Homes.
We're your local tech company out of St. Joseph, and we install smart home technology, audio video systems, lighting control, HVAC control, also do motorized blinds and drapes. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anything you want to control in your life from an app on your phone or a remote control, that's what we do.
That's awesome. So Shoreline Smart Homes, you guys have been around for quite a while?
Yeah, I started the business back in 2000. Got into the smart technology in 2006 when it was kind of fresh and new to the industry.
Sure.
It's been busy ever since.
And how about you, Mike? How long have you been doing this?
I started off on a different path earlier in my career.
Yeah.
And, Scott did such a great job building the company up to a point where we had a conversation and we were coming
help.
Back home.
He needed help.
Yeah. He's got no hair left. And he's like, look, I need help. And so it's been great. It's been about going on 4 years.
Well, with the no hair comment, you'd think that I work for you guys then because of the lack
tech
of
tech can
hair
be rough on you. Yeah.
So, well, I want to talk about something today, guys, because it hits really close to home about smart home technology, assisting people with disabilities or take it even one step further, the limited mobility. I have a son that's autistic. And we were talking before the show here a little bit about some of the technology that I wished I'd had when he was growing up, because he was, he's 30 now. But just some of the technology that he was able to do, but when he was younger, he couldn't speak very well or had very limited vocal abilities. And so we had to use hand cues or just put him on different things for him to express what he was thinking. And that's really, really cool that this technology has changed and adapted to people with disabilities. Tell us your experience with this and what you can do for people with disabilities.
Well, I mean, when the iPhone came out, or smartphones in general with touch screens, I mean, that changed a lot. Being able to just press a button or an icon and have it do something specific.
You want to feel really old. How long has the iPhone been around now? I know.
I mean, I could be wrong, but believe it or not, I think the iPhone's only been out since 2008, maybe a little bit earlier than that. I mean, the iPods came out before the iPhones.
Exactly.
And that was probably earlier. But the whole smartphone technology, when we got out of the analog cell phones and got into the digital cell phones, that's when the iPhones came out.
Right.
But really, smart home technology, in a nutshell, works for just about anybody's living situation. We're doing it for people out of convenience. In just overall way of life, you want to be able to control lights in your house, press a button and have multiple things happen, have a light turn on or turn off, lock a front door, open or close a garage door. And then within the past few years, having the ability to control things with voice commands with an Amazon Echo or a Google Home Assist package, why not use this for people that have disabilities or limited mobility where they can use their voice to turn something on and off and make life a lot easier for them to get around their house or their property.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a twofold thing because the person that's living with the disability can use the technology to do certain things, and then for the other family members, they can use the technology to make things safer and easier for the person with the disability. I mean, it's twofold, right?
Sure.
That's the idea. Absolutely. To be able to use the technology for the betterment of everybody.
Yeah. So if someone has the disability, what are some things that, in your experience, some of the things that they can use the technology for? We touched on it a little bit, but what would be some things with the disability that they could do and use?
Yeah, I mean, some people that just can't get around their house very easily, or maybe not at all.
You're talking about maybe with mobility issues.
Mobility issues, maybe they're in a wheelchair or a walker or with a cane. I mean, the simple stuff of just turning a light on and off and not having to get out of a chair and go over to the light switch to do it. You know, I had a grandmother that got to the point where she was in a walker and she was in a wheelchair. And back then the technology was timers on your table lamps and just turning lights on for her as it got dark out so she didn't have to get up and do it. And now with lighting control, lamp modules, you can schedule things. And once they're connected to a smart hub, which is connected to the internet, now that person with an Amazon Echo or a Google Home in their house can just say, Alexa, turn on my table lamp, and it happens. Turn the temperature up or down a few degrees because you've got a smart thermostat. Turning a television on and off, or even changing a channel with voice commands.
Or ceiling fans.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just about anything you can automate. Close a garage door. But on top of that, most of these people have a routine. So routines are based on schedules most of the time. So you can just have some of the stuff happen automatically where they don't even have to say turn a light on. When they, if they're getting up at 8 in the morning every day, have some lights turn on in the kitchen or their areas that they're at automatically. And it, it just makes life easier.
And the nice thing about that, too, is with automation, you know, maybe at 15 or 20 minutes before you wake up, the light doesn't come on at 100%. You know, we can bring the light on at 20%.
Sure.
And then we can kind of increase it, you know, a little bit. And then it's wake up time at 8 o'clock. So it's really,
you have to put your sunglasses on right away.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. If you're just joining us, this is Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes, talking with Mike Eisenhart, Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes. I want to take it to the, again, for somebody with some mobility issues, if they've got a disability. From a security standpoint, how can this technology benefit somebody with some disability issues?
Well, we have, you know, as we get older, and I'll talk about some cameras here for just really quick. Mm-hmm. You know, as we get older, we get older parents, maybe, and they still want to be independent, still want to be home, doing their thing and so on and so forth. But maybe you want to check in on them every once in a while. It's not like you're spying on them or whatever, but you want to make sure that, you know, you're not worried about them falling or you know, maybe they got some home healthcare workers and you just like to check in and make sure, you know, it's just, it's 6 o'clock. It should be dinner time. Are my parents eating? Yeah. Are they there? Are they supposed to be doing what they're doing? And so, you know, a lot of what we do as well is, you know, camera systems that you just kind of remote in and kind of check things out, and then you pop back out and live your life.
Well, it's no different than the nanny cam, I mean, that we've had, you know, that some people use to check on the daycares or if they've got a nanny in the house and things. Yeah. I could see it being applied for that.
Really effective.
And then if somebody is living alone and somebody comes to the door, for instance, and it's hard for them to get up to go to the door, I mean, the doorbells with cameras built in, I mean,
those are great products. Yep, yeah. the doorbirds, I can't remember the other one.
Doorbirds, Ring.
Rings, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's a Blink. I mean, there's a lot of doorbells with cameras, and the apps on an iPad are very easy to use for just about anybody, in my opinion. And let's face it, I mean, myself in my mid-40s, you forget things. So, you know, when you have smart deadbolts or smart locks on your doors and even having your garage door integrated into a schedule, if I forget to lock my back door, you know, it locks itself automatically at a certain time of the day.
Or you could just touch a button on an app on your phone and cause it to happen as well.
A good night button.
Yeah. Or maybe you're getting ready to go to bed and you left the kitchen light on or a lamp on or something that you didn't. Or maybe you forgot to turn on a security light or something. You can do those things to help people with disabilities. Now, with somebody that's autistic, and I want to, again, I can relate to with my son, so just being able to use the, you know, a tablet or a smartphone or something to do things, even just to, for security and safety, just to communicate things, I can see this technology being very beneficial for them too.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much custom programming that's available on some of these systems, these platforms. I mean, there was one of the original Control 4 stories I read about, and I believe it was an engineer at Control 4, which is the brand of automation we sell. He had an autistic son, and he used icons on a touch screen that the boy knew how to press an icon to get what he wanted because he couldn't talk.
Right.
So by pressing that icon, maybe it turned on a table lamp in the parents' bedroom so they knew they needed to go check on him. Or maybe it told them that he was thirsty, because you can attach an announcement to a button. And if you've got some speakers in your home, a Control 4 can have a voice announcement come through those speakers. And you can program that announcement to say just about anything you want. So just by pressing a button, hey, I'm thirsty. Hey, I'm hungry. You know,
I got to go to the bathroom.
You can program all this stuff with just a push of a button. So it's pretty slick what you can accomplish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some really good stuff. This is Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes, talking with Mike Eisenhart and Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes. So we've been talking about smart home technology assisting people with disabilities or limited mobility, turning lights on and off, as we mentioned, locking doors, opening garage doors, TV, using voice control on, you know, through Amazon or Google automated tasks, camera systems to help keep an eye on home health care workers, or just to keep things secure. How can we find out more information about the tech that we've talked about today or anything that you guys do?
You can email us at sales@shorelinesmarthomes.com or give us a call, 269-983-1115, or visit us on the web at shorelinesmarthomes.com.
Shorelinesmarthomes.com. It's easy to get to. And just if you can't remember that, just Google Shoreline Smart Homes. It'll pop up as well. Mike Eisenhart, Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes. This has been Tech Talk for this Friday. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.